with Mario Lopez.
You're on with Mario Lopez. Let's get to the phone right now. Waiting on hold from the Real Housewives of New York City, Ramona Singer. How are you, Ramona?
Mario, I am so great. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. This Thursday, you're appearing on the new version of Love Connection. First off, I got to imagine you watched the original, right? We all did.
Yes.
Were you nervous?
But I think Andy did it better. I think the viewers will be more engaged. I think the format's a little different, more entertaining. And listen, let's face it, dating is not exactly easy. So I said, you know what? I'm going to approach this as an adventure. It's going to be practice for me dating in real life. So yeah, I went in with the attitude and the most of it. So viewers will see a different side of me that they don't actually see in the house because it's New York. This is a whole different type of environment and setting. And it was kind of crazy and fun. And I think the most scary part was when I went on the set with Andy, when they go over the whole 3 dates. It was like a very intense setting. It's almost like I compared it to being in Rome at a stadium for a gladiator event.
Oh, wow, that's a good description. I think you had the right attitude going into it. Can you give us a preview of what's in store in your episode?
Well, I go on 3 different blind dates. One of the dates that you'll see is someone that he said to me at one point, oh, I'm going to take you to this really phenomenal restaurant. You're really going to like it. It's one of my favorites. It's really special. Oh, and it's Italian. I'm like, okay, that's good. Sounds good. He pulls up to a chain restaurant that's famous for selling, or rather, giving you all the salad and bread you want. And I'm like,
Olive Garden, nice. He took you to Olive Garden. Was he trying to keep you humble and down to earth? Was that his approach? He thought it'd be funny. There's nothing wrong with Olive Garden.
I don't know, but it went worse from there because then we're talking about wine. They also like a wine flight. And then he said to the waiter, well, I only like wine that tastes like grape juice, sparkling grape juice.
What is he, 12 years old?
What are you talking about? Yeah, sparkling grape juice, yeah. But I contained myself. I think the viewers will be surprised how I handled myself. Yeah. So,
That's hilarious.
That was interesting.
Did your obsession with nice shoes come into play at all?
Well, you'll see me in some nice shoes, that's for sure.
Okay, fair enough. Let's talk Housewives real quick. There was an episode last month. I don't think I've ever seen you that angry. How did you feel watching it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I definitely regret what happened. There's the old rule, two wrongs don't make a right. And I was just so upset with Bethany and so hurt by her for not, you know, taking our friendship and letting things like kind of settle and not forgiving me, that I just wanted to hurt her as much as I was hurting. And in retrospect, you know, that's just not what you do. I mean, a mature person doesn't do that. So that was not cool on my end.
It's tough sometimes when you're in the moment. What about your daughter, Avery? She recently graduated college. You got to be proud.
Oh my gosh. She just recently graduated from UVA in economics. She has a phenomenal position with a major financial institution. She just came back from a whirlwind trip. She was in Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand for like a month. And yeah.
Wow. Good for you. Well, I'm looking forward to checking out your dates. And I'm sure there'll be.
Well, I have 3 of them.
Yeah, 3 of them. That's entertaining.
And I actually did make a connection with one of them. So you have to tune in to figure out who I made the connection with. Or you may figure it out as soon as you see.
Okay. I'm going to try to figure it out. Love Connection airs Thursdays on Fox. You can follow her on Instagram at Ramona Singer. Thanks for calling in, Ramona.
My pleasure. Have a wonderful day.
On with Mario Lopez.